Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Oh boy.
The silly season is in full swing.
Well-a-chee.
Look. A bunch of boosties listeners.
Good to see you. Welcome to this wild ride. Anyway, we've got trades and agreements to talk about and break down before discussing Las Vegas Summer League and NBA Con, which we will be at. So if you're hearing this on time, make sure you come see us at NBA Con with our super producer, Jabari, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack O'Brien.
That last part, I was trying to do like an ASAP Rocky kind of.
Yeah. Like kind of screwed, yeah.
Yeah, chopped and screwed a little bit, but not too much.
Three on one, Davis, Love, LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer, bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Look out! No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Please welcome to producer Jabari. Welcome.
He likes basketball. Hi,
true Jabari. Or false? True or false? Here we go. True or false? You like basketball?
Is this an early rapid fire? I don't know, baby.
Let's go.
It is true.
Okay, good, good, good. Otherwise, this would be a real hard episode to do.
I am. This is the time of the year where I really come into my own as somebody who understands all the collective bargaining agreement. I get it all. I know it all. I understand what all of these signings mean for the future of the team. So you're dealing with an expert. So congratulations, we can
put
Jabari.
So Jack is going to put you on Jabari into some things, but don't be confused when he poses some of these tests in the form of a direct question to you to explain what these things are.
Like, who's Taurean Prince again? Where did I see him? His name sounds familiar.
Isn't that an ingredient in energy drinks? Taurean,
you really should not have too much of in your energy drink.
Get the shake, man. You get the shake.
I actually considered getting a numbers guy for you, and then I realized nobody wanted to do that. So we'll just make a numbers guy. A numbers guy that understands the cap and can break it down.
Truth be told,
it's probably more entertaining if we just make it up. It'll sound really.
There's that lost episode from the last time you tried that where I just went.
Honk the whole time.
Every time the numbers guy would talk, who will remain unnamed. Yeah, I'm a little, you know, other people are like, I'm the Picasso of the trade machine. I'm the Da Vinci. I'm more of like the Jackson Pollock of the trade machine. You know, I've got color a little bit outside of the lines. Scattershot. Don't learn who all the players involved are.
I find myself, I'm the Super Dave Osborne of the trade machine in that I will horribly injure myself every time I try and use it.
That's right.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, who do you want to? Who should we talk about first? I mean, obviously, we have a bit of a bias here.
Who you? Oh, as Lakers fans?
Well, more than that, we are of the dirt of Los Angeles. You know, we're not some of these people that move here for an acting gig and then suddenly find themselves courtside at
like
stadiums,
me.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, my ears are burning. I get it. Moved
okay,
out for
fine.
Acting.
I
gig.
Should have invited you instead of Mark from Sugar Ray.
Did blow all my money on those courtside seats and bottomed out real quick. All right. I have seen multiple people say the Lakers are winning, have won this free agency so far. We got Gabe Vincent from the Miami Heat signed to a 3-year deal. The starting point guard from the team that was in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
He made an impression on me, and that's important for NBA talent.
That's how I like to go from not knowing much about a player, then seeing them and do really well and go, we're having that. That looks good.
Last thing you saw is if it's the best, you know, that player is the best.
Probably, yeah, 100%.
So that one's too easy, Jabari. So I'm not going to quiz you on that one because I figure you probably saw him in the finals. But Jackson Hayes agreed to 2-year deal with the Lakers. Who is he? Mm-hmm.
He's an athletic big, you know, right around 6'11", 7 foot. But the thing that excites me about the potential here is he hasn't really had the opportunity to just play a specific role. In his 3 or 4 years with the Pelicans, he's gone from, they started him as a five. Then they said, okay, we're going to make you a stretch four. So just go out there and shoot all the threes you want. And then they even tried him at the three. To be honest with you, while he's extremely athletic, he's not a guy that I see as that type of, you know, with that type of versatility. So just being asked to play the five, being a rim runner, being a weak side defender, It's a good signing, not a guarantee, but a good signing for the Lakers.
Okay. I mean, the big one, I think, is you guys re-signed smaller country Brian Austin Reeves, and he's
Luxembourg. We call him Luxembourg.
Yeah, smaller
Brian
country
Reeves is big
Austin
country.
Reeves.
Yeah,
for a really good deal. I think a lot of people saw what he was doing in the playoffs, thought this guy's got the Lakers over a barrel, man. It's a good deal for y'all.
Yeah.
I was wondering where they were going to go with that because you had all types of people that were saying things, you know, along the lines of, oh, well, somebody might try to throw a poison pill contract at him, or, you know, force the Lakers to pay him as much as 18 to 20 a year. Getting him at that rate, and I recognize, you know, people are going to say this is just Lakers hype, but he's one of the better young prospect guards out there for me right now. So getting him at that rate is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And I think, I'm glad that we're like building on what we have so far. I mean, we saw like Lonnie Walker, he went to the Nets. And unfortunately, you know, although we were calling him Lonnie Walker the fourth quarter, there was only truly that one fourth quarter.
Still counts.
Yeah, it does count. And then obviously we got Rui back. Love to see that. Obviously. So my jerseys stay relevant and my love for my fellow Blazian can continue. And then D'Angelo Russell. I mean, we'll see. How do you feel about D'Angelo?
I won't lie to you. I was a bit surprised. When Gabe Vincent kind of came out of nowhere, and you look, I guess that means I'm not really in touch with the experts. Mm-hmm. But when he came out of nowhere, I thought, well, surely that means that D'Lo's not going to be back. And right. I guess we'll see if you know, they're going to see how it goes and then, you know, consider him for a move or a potential move down the line. But yeah, no, this is a fun young guard core that actually has some veteran presence. I'm intrigued because I don't think D'Lo should be the starter anymore. I think your starting backcourt, you know, if everything holds true, should probably be Austin Reeves and Gabe Vincent. The defensive pressure alone that both of those guys and, you know, just being irritants, you know, on that side of the court, you know, should earn them that spot. So I'm intrigued to see what D'Lo looks like in the event that he is not a guaranteed starter.
Right.
He started for you guys last year. Again, this is a quiz.
D'Lo, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. There was even a point where he was really struggling when people were saying things along the lines of, well, you have to keep starting him because you'll lose him, you know, right, in the event that you'll put him on the bench. That in particular is why I'm intrigued to see how they go with that rotation.
Do right. you have a lot of lasers out there? There was that quote from LeBron early in the season when the Lakers opened 2-10, where he said,
told.
Not a lot of lasers out there.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have enough lasers that, like, maybe that's where the D'Lo signing comes from, is that he can be a very streaky and successful, effective 3-point shooter?
Yeah, I think that definitely plays into it. You know, we saw him in a Lakers uniform the last, if I'm not mistaken, 17 games of the regular season. He was fantastic from deep.
Yeah.
In the postseason, especially down the stretch, not so much. But yeah, you know, to that point, you know, the addition of Taurean Prince, and obviously you're hoping that a guy like Rui can do the same or the same types of things or have the same type of impact as he had, you know, in the second half of the year. Getting a guy like Gabe Vincent in there, and you hope that you can have growth from within Austin Reeves. I think there are far more lasers or far more shooting options than that started last season, but I think you actually have a decent mix. It really is just a matter of whether they're going to get to the Lakers and forget how to shoot altogether, which Lakers fans will tell you happens quite regularly.
Yeah.
Calling people who are good shooters lasers. I feel like if I tried to make that happen, it wouldn't work. That feels like a dorky thing to say, but because he's LeBron James, he gets away with it.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, also like, you know, you're not the
pew,
most
pew,
gun.
Pew.
Yeah, exactly.
LeBron has officially reached that stage where he's just old enough to be like tell corny dad jokes and get away with it, but still hip enough to, I guess, you know, start a trend. And
well, he's definitely cooler than me, which is why it stood out to me. I was like, LeBron's cool, and he's calling shooters lasers. Interesting.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, he's not calling them inf beams or something like that. You know, that's another, you know, if you really want to go down that rabbit hole. What else? Who else are we want to talk about? I mean, a lot of some interesting movement. Dylan Brooks found a home.
He
in
did.
Houston. Along with, what's that weird stat I read that the other person that shot as many shots as him and missed was Fred VanVleet? So they're
not fair.
An interesting match, an interesting matchup together.
Houston is Houston's backcourt is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
The Rockets weren't kidding.
I know Iman, not happy about that. I know last episode she was doing everything in her power to keep Fred, but that ship has set sail.
You guys mentioned it last week. It seemed like the Rockets were at least in the conversation for everyone.
Yeah.
And look, no shade to Dylan Brooks. In fact, y'all know, and if you don't know, I'll tell you now, I'm in favor of everybody getting paid. Get your money 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still, when you look at a four-year, $80 million contract, it makes it feel like to me is that they, you know, were swinging and missing and said, it doesn't matter. Dylan, you are our guy. Because to be honest with you, that's a contract that they didn't seem to be competing with other teams against.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, if it pans out, awesome. But that's an awful lot of money to put it, you know, to put into your backcourt when you still have Jalen Green on the roster and when you still have all of those other young pieces.
Grizzlies are getting experience at the point guard, more experience at the point guard position. Now they got Marcus Smart and Derrick Rose now agreed to a 2-year deal with the Grizz. The Grizzlies will be interesting. It feels like they're trying to like shore up with like character vet guys, right?
Sorry. The joke that I was going to make would have been stupid. I'll say this. They definitely got some age in there. Not being funny about it. At the very least, a guy that has, you know, endured some of the things that Derrick Rose has endured. Both on a personal and professional level, he can probably point you in the right direction or at least tell you, hey, you might not want to head down that alley.
Mm.
In that regard, I think it could be a positive.
Draymond resigns with Golden State, 4 years, $100 million. I would have turned that down, but I mean, I get it. Like he wants to get paid, so like, that's cool.
He does what he can.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. Okay, so Jeremy Grant extended with Portland. There was that talk that maybe, you know, before we knew anything about where Damian Lillard wanted to go or could go, there was like some rumors that maybe he wanted to play with Draymond. Now that's off the table. And now we're at the point where Damian Lillard is now in a situation with the Blazers where they're like, yeah, so we're not really interested in cooperating with you on this trade that you want to the Heat, because the players we want, they're not coming up off of. And it seems like now it's become a serious search to figure out any other potential suitors or another way to make it work with a few different teams, right?
Well, the truth of the matter is they actually have them over a barrel. And I found it funny when the report over the weekend came out that, you know, other players around the league are, you know, seriously monitoring how Portland goes about, you know, handling this situation, when in reality, there weren't a lot, you know, there haven't been a ton of people flocking to Portland to begin with when they had Dame and it was prime Dame. So I don't know if that will necessarily play in. But also, if you're in Portland's situation and everyone out there knows your guy has already said that's the only place I want to play, you're probably a little bit annoyed or perturbed with how that played out, because that puts you behind the eight ball. It puts you in a position where you're negotiating from a position of weakness, because Miami's sitting there saying like, no, he wants to come here. So what are you going to do?
Yeah,
right.
Funny enough, with the Draymond situation, just to comment on that, you guys remember that scene from Breaking Bad after Walter beats Gus Fring when he calls, Skyler and he tells her, I won.
Yeah.
If you're Draymond, you absolutely have to.
I won. Oh yeah. 100%. He got it. I'm no Donald Trump, but I do know the art of the deal a bit better. You don't come out with your whole hand showing like that either. Don't right. just it really weakens your position. You're like, it's only this. Now make it happen. I mean, like, you're not Veruca Salt. They're not gonna accommodate you. But
I feel like in NBA history, generally teams are very accommodating, right? Like when a player asks, because you want to be seen as somebody who like works with your teammate or with the people on your team and like, has a good relationship there. So I feel like, I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out. I do feel like everyone's like, all right, I've worked out a 17 team deal that signs Dame to like, it's a real mess because there's not really a one for one or one for three scenario that makes sense for both teams. So it seems like everybody expects there to be something very complicated happening with this trade to get him there, if he is going to get there. But really it's only been like the Sixers with Ben Simmons. Who else has just like held out and like been like, yeah, we know you don't want to be here. And Harden, that's
the Rockets and also Philly and also Brooklyn last 3 years.
But he said he wanted to leave and he was gone like fairly soon after that. He just says he wants to leave a lot.
You're exactly right. Teams are generally going to fold, and he knows that, and his representatives know that. So ultimately, if and when when Portland takes a deal that is not, that NBA Twitter or NBA Blue Sky, if you will, deems, not commiserate with what he brings to the table, we can all just accept it and say like, you're right. Like, there's not really a precedent of a team just saying absolutely not.
Yeah. So who do you think won? If we're not allowed to pick the Lakers, like the Suns definitely answered some questions, right? Because everybody was like, oh, are you allowed to field a team with four players? And now they seem to have like a real identity and a lot of players. They seem to be good at shooting. Seems to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But who do you think is winning at this point?
Well, with the caveat of we can't pick the Lakers. No, honestly, the Suns had an incredible first couple of days. We were all questioning, how are you going to fill out that roster? To the point that you just made, filling it out with guys that are not just interchangeable, that can play multiple positions, but they also fit in and can shoot. I don't think we could have anticipated anything better from them. Yuta Watanabe, for example, if I'm not mistaken, last year was a league.
No, Yuta Watanabe, not me.
This is accurate.
Nah.
But if I'm not mistaken, he was the league leader in catch and shoot threes last year. Adding that to the mix is probably not going to be a bad thing. I'm still intrigued to see if and how Frank Vogel implements like a defensive mindset with these guys. But ultimately, we can pretty much figure that's going to take place, based on a very proven track record outside of one really injury prone year with the Lakers a couple years back. But I would say the Lakers, the Suns were definitely winners. And even though I poo-pooed it with the Rockets, I'm intrigued to see how they go about, working in the veterans with all of that young talent. The Grizzlies, even though I poo-pooed that and made light of it, I think that's actually going to, once again, be a formidable team. They'll still be right there in the mix, if not one of the top teams, if I were a betting man, even before Ja returns. So far, I think those are the teams.
Yeah, I feel like we're seeing a big three in the West, kind of with Lakers, Suns, and then who's that other team out there who did pretty good last year? Oh, the Nuggets. Seemed like they were going to be good.
They just those other guys
2 weeks ago.
And then the Sixers, or the, sorry, the Celtics and the Heat in the East both haven't done anything too big other than, you know, the one that we talked about last week with the Celtics and kind of changing their identity, getting a little more scoring, getting a little less alpha doggy in the backcourt. So it feels like those are kind of, and then Milwaukee, obviously, but there's some questions around Giannis's knee, right?
Yeah, he just got it cleaned. By all reports, he got it cleaned up. That's how it was described. And, you know, that obviously sounds better than, you know, any partial
than having surgery.
Yeah, exactly. But
just, you know, just clean me up. Just go to a barber shop and ask for them to clean up his lines. And,
get the kitchen. Get my kitchen on my knee, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One thing I want to give credit to, you know, someone from Milwaukee, not only did Brooke Lopez get paid, but reportedly one of the stipulations of his signing was that they also signed Robin. And I aspire. I want to be the Robin in that situation. I'm just upset that I didn't have siblings, you know, that I didn't grow up with siblings, because I 100% want to be Robin in that situation. But shout out to them.
The best I can do is using my mother's Costco card.
There you go.
It's feeling like it's feeling like Robin Lopez. I'm like, look, I'm with this person. Okay, now give me my paper towels.
But she'll back you up if they try and challenge you, which is the thing they're doing now.
If I call from the store, I say, Mom, they don't believe me, but you're in the car. She'll come in. She'll back me up.
Wow.
If you want to need these rotisserie chickens,
she'll hook it up. I got you.
Yeah, I know. It's all about family. All right, should we take a break?
I did want to mention my team. The Sixers still have Joel Embiid on their team as of this recording. So they're making waves. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back.
We're back.
And what are our biggest surprises? I think Porzingis, Marcus Smart, was probably still my biggest surprise thus far in free agency, or in the, I guess that was a trade, but Gabe Vincent to the Lakers. That feels weird to me.
That was a jaw dropper. Yeah. 100%. That for me, I was never really I didn't think that was on the table, but then when I started to hear more about it, I was like, oh, okay, that, please spoil me.
For me, I'm right there with you. I did not see that coming, but I'm ecstatic about it. But the biggest surprise, one of the bigger surprises to me was Bruce Brown. Again, I'm in favor of guys getting paid. I didn't anticipate him, at 20 plus per year, but it was funny, and I'll admit the jerk in me, got a laugh out of it. But remember at the championship parade when our man Michael Malone was feeling
our man's.
He was feeling right. He made the declaration, Brucey B ain't going nowhere.
Cut to, he in fact did go somewhere.
good for him.
To Indianapolis. Yeah, 100%.
Were you hoping he would end up with the Lakers? I feel like everybody was hoping he would end up with them. He just feels like he helps you win.
100%. Oh, yeah. And, as soon as I heard his name being mentioned, and by the way, the rumors that came out after that signing were that he was probably going to the Lakers had Indianapolis not come blown any deal that they, could have offered out of the water. But yeah, I 100% wanted him. And quite frankly, I made the joke about it, but if you're Darvin Ham and that staff and you watched him just run ruckshot, over your guys, I understand, for four straight games, I understand why you wanted to, bring that into the mix.
Yeah.
Amir Blumenfeld from who I think was our tweet of the week or one of our tweets of the week last week from over at HeadGum and College Humor. He had a theory that he tweeted out that I want to get your impressions of, that sometimes how weird or major a trade seems has to do with jersey color, and that anyone getting traded, Gabe Vincent to the Lakers feels so weird because it's just hard to picture him in a Lakers jersey because we've only really seen him in a black and red jersey. Any takers on this idea? It made sense to me when I saw it because it was right around the Porzingis thing. And I was Porzingis in a Celtics jersey, that just seems wrong to me.
I get the having hard visualizing a trade or anything because of the uniforms for sure. But also, as a mentally ill Lakers fan, I could see anybody in this uniform, baby. But it's harder. But it is hard for me to be like Lonnie Walker in the Nets uniform.
Yeah,
but he was just in ours. So I do get it going both ways. I have less of a obstacle for other teams, but I thought you were going to say something like where they are on a color wheel. Like if it's close by on the color wheel, then that trade might be a little bit easier to fathom. But red and yellow or gold, I feel like are, kindred spirits on a color wheel. So maybe there's
for some reason, the Celtics, Porzingis to the Celtics really made sense to me as wait, that's not right. He's blue. Porzingis is blue guy.
Get blue, not green.
Not green.
I think there's definitely something to this. And to Miles's point, except for with the Lakers, not only do we visualize anybody and everybody in a Lakers uniform,
right,
but quite frankly, on social media,
it was just Photoshop.
Photoshop of every single player at any that has had any positive, any positivity stated against about them or had even a halfway decent fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah, I saw Jokic in a Lakers jersey last week.
I mean, it's only a matter of time, right?
Right. But yeah, I guess
not. Embiid in a Knicks jersey, I think a lot of people won't have a hard time seeing that. That's easy.
Because blue to blue. Because you're going blue to blue.
Yeah. Well, By midway point of this season, they'll get used to it. So I get it.
Hey,
so could you see him in a Mavericks uniform? A blue Mavericks Embiid? Uniform? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going blue to blue. Oh, okay.
Mavericks uniforms always seem like uniforms from a movie that didn't get the rights to the NBA. Like, they just seem the colorway just feels unofficial to me. I don't know why.
Right.
I have no idea why this connection was just formed in my mind, but remember the uniforms from The Replacements?
Yeah. Exactly.
Kind of like that.
Or given 100%. Sunday where they're we're the Miami Sharks.
Yeah. And uh-huh. The other team was we're the Buccaneer hats. Just the hat? Yeah. Just the hat part.
You betcha. Go hats.
So what's out there left on the table in terms of free agents? What do we have our veritable picks of the litter? Or do our cup runneth over with an embarrassment of riches, or have all the good deals been done?
Meaning absolutely no disrespect to anybody that's left. It's somewhat slim pickings in terms of like the bigger names. You know, I'm intrigued by Christian Wood, you know, in particular with the Lakers, yeah. Selfishly, but any contender or team that sees himself as a potential contender that's able to bring him in anywhere near the minimum, I think that's incredible value.
Mm-hmm.
Any lasers out there? I don't know who most of these people are left on the free agent.
Get your lasers out.
Kelly Oubre is a guy that, you know, kind of like with Cam Reddish with the Lakers, and no disrespect to Kelly Oubre because he's had more success at this level, but he's a guy that if you need some wing depth, nothing bad about taking a flyer there. TJ Warren is another guy. You know,
TJ Warren. Can
Yeah.
Two big things, you know, the Summer League. A lot of people are talking about Summer League. A
lot of people.
Mainly because we are going to be at NBA Con. We're going to be in Vegas. That was
the
thing.
What? You saw that tweet from the NBA. It says, we can confirm that the San Antonio Spurs will be having Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosty's live show at NBA Con.
That's right. I don't know why the Spurs...
They were just trying to get their, you know, relevance up a little bit by hitching their wagon.
It was a little pathetic. You don't need that when you're talking about us, but I get it. Obviously, they're new to this. We are.
Kind of thirsty, San Antonio. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. We're praying every day that we're going to get to see Wemby in Vegas.
Woo! So they did announce that Wembanyama will be playing on Friday night, tomorrow night. That's pretty exciting. I just want to go and compliment his nail beds. I just want to tell him how beautiful. Five.
Hey, put her there, man. And you like hold his hand, like, let me see these nails, man. Like, whoa, sir. Yeah, but I mean, it's between like, we got Chet looking good out there.
Chet looked good, man. I hope he's like, we get to see him in the league this year because he is my favorite summer league basketball player. He looks so good in the summer league, man.
You know what? And far be it for me to, you know, tell anybody to not joke, but it was kind of annoying. I don't know if you guys saw a lot of the conversation surrounding him when it was announced that he had put on 13 pounds of muscle, but you know, it's still like under 210 pounds.
Yeah.
Like I'm just going to say it right now. If it wasn't like we could have anticipated him putting on 50 pounds in one season, then, you know, like there's levels to this.
Yeah.
Oh, people are making fun of. They're like,
we're making fun of that, saying like,
he still looks skinny.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, you know, he started off super skinny. And
it happens a lot of times, like elite athletes put on way too much muscle. It completely throws their physiology off. So yeah, you go incremental. Yes, we get it. He still looks like a Home Depot skeleton. Okay. But the man is still buttery with his feet and
so
aggressive.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great highlights from the summer league. You know, his footwork is incredible. I didn't see him put up many threes, or maybe they just weren't going in, but people are really on him. Like his first play, he kind of got stuffed at the rim a little bit and just didn't look great. And people were like, Chet, Chet's taking some time off and it shows. Was that a beer gut I see there? But then he looked great and he blocks shots like really well, which is exciting.
Yeah.
I can't wait for a world. And the reason why I'm going ahead and putting this out there, because I think Bol Bol is going to end up getting picked up by OKC. I cannot wait for we have lineups with Bol Bol on the court, with Chet, and with Poku. Have 3 7-foot, I mean, you know.
What do you call that?
Seven-foot change. Yeah. But yeah
I can't. Yeah. Summer League is going to be so fun. Again, please, if you guys are going to be at NBA Con, please come by and say hi, because we will be there. We got two live shows we're going to be doing Friday and Saturday in the afternoon. Just check up the lineups. You'll see us. Obviously, if you see a huge crowd of people, it's not because Wemby's in the building. It's because Jack is there and I might be taking my hat off in public. Okay. And people want to see my bald head. That's what's going on.
I heard somebody call it WembyAcon the other day and I smacked them in the mouth because of the disrespect about the biggest debut that is happening there is Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties having our first live podcast at NBA Con. And that is really what most people are talking about.
I haven't seen, I mean, I'm looking on Twitter right now, and my mom hasn't tweeted once about Wemby. She's only tweeting about us.
Yeah. So, and she's excited, folks.
Yeah. So if that wasn't a great pitch, I don't know what is. Okay, folks.
Wait. So one thing that I guess the thing that surprised me from free agency was people's reaction to, you know, the, like we said, the Suns are adding some depth. People were very impressed by the signing of Eric Gordon, who, you know, this dude, Andrew Lezus, who I follow just because of how strong he is with his Sun fandom. He was like, Suns added Eric Gordon, who was one of the best scorers in the world off the bench, scary season, and put up a bunch of highlights of Eric Gordon. And I guess, like, I think my not like being blown away by this signing is that I haven't been watching him because he hasn't been on a team that I watch very regularly, right? So like, I'm probably underrating him, but he put up this highlight, and this is Jabari, this is our tweet of the week. Tony Jones, T Jones on the NBA responded to this highlight reel. These highlights are from the Obama administration. And they are.
Are we missing something there, Jabbar?
Yeah, are we missing something with Eric Gordon? Is he like the missing piece to the Suns?
Eric Gordon is a solid NBA NBA veteran that doesn't have, you know, nearly any of the bounce that he had in a lot of those highlights. No, you know, I don't want to take anything away from it because, you know, it's fans being excited about their team.
Yeah, me too. But I do
truly appreciate Tony Jones, you know, former guest and friend of the show. I do appreciate him chiming in, and, you know, just for some context, just for a bit of context, because a lot of times, and I'm guilty of this as well, a lot of times we should probably pump the brakes a little bit in terms of our exuberance over, you know, free agent signings, especially when they're vet minimum free agent signings.
You know, did we talk about Vanderbilt, the fact that you guys, did you re-sign Vanderbilt? Or I feel like I saw somewhere that Vanderbilt had left for a moment. There was rumors that he was gone, and now he's back with the Lakers, and that's somebody I'm very excited for my favorite team in the West to have on their roster, because he's just, that is, like, him locking down people in the playoffs, you know, like, it didn't work in every round. But when he was, like, that's such a specialized skill that, like, he's something. I'd hang on to that kid.
Yeah, I haven't seen it be made official, but the last word that I saw on it was that he had agreed and would be back. And more than anything, with a guy like him, he's 24 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because as NBA fans, as observers, it's almost like we're more apt or more prone to think these guys are, you know, finished products. But, you know, when we see him at, you know, at this level. But give him another summer, you know, working with Phil Handy, working with that Lakers development staff. I'm excited to see, you know, what a lot of these guys look like, you know, with another, you know, solid summer under their belt.
Kawhi came in, he couldn't shoot. Then now he's like, you know,
exactly.
Money in the bank. It does seem to be a lot of the time the Spurs are the ones who, like, completely transform a player into a shooter, but would love to see it for Vanderbilt because, we'll, man, see. He was awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to hit 40%. Just get to like 35%, 35 to 38, and he's
just
a viable,
enough.
You know, he's a viable,
just,
you know,
enough.
Threat.
Yeah.
35, 38, 40, you know, 42,
47,
40, yeah.
63.
If he's leading the league in 3-point percentage, like, that would be really good, and we'd love to see that. All right. Should we take a break and come back and really put it to this young man, Jabbari?
yeah.
With questions.
That was intimidating enough.
He's never going to see coming.
Oh, no. Because watch, we're going to improvise this one right after this.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back.
And Jabbari, I see you are not wearing a hat. So it seems like you knew what was coming. You didn't put a hat on because you didn't want it to
right
spin
off.
Around on your head.
That's smart.
Guy's a pro, Miles. Guy's a vet. How are we? I don't know how we're going
to. I don't know how to do this. You know, like, he knows the show, but.
Balance.
And, you know, he sometimes knows what we might ask.
Yeah.
Like, in this next segment.
I don't know, might write some of these questions, you know?
Yeah, but maybe it's time to turn the tables and put him in the hot seat for once.
Jabari. Miles, I love the way your brain thinks.
Oh, yeah. Jabari, I hope you're ready because you're about to engage in the fastest question and answer segment in podcasting. Except this time, we don't even know what we're going to ask.
That's right.
And that means added chaos. And that means you really have to stay on your game to keep this segment going because we trust you as a foundational member of the Jack and Miles, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties crew. Brian, my good man, please start the clock. You should be worried because I'm starting off.
Jabari, I haven't seen him like this in a while, man.
You didn't even scream. Wait a second. I can't
because I'm having to shift my energy into coming with some really interesting questions. Jack, who goes first?
You can go first, Miles.
Jabari, you can place any former Laker great on next year's roster.
Whoa.
Which former great
are
you adding to the mix?
Well, being that we are completely
wrong spoiled. Answer.
Oh,
moving along. Jack, right, what do you got? Right.
Not Shaq, not Kobe, not any Nick Van Exel. Never got the ride he should have gotten. He was a great player during his time and doesn't get the love he deserves.
You brought me right back. Nick Van Exel, one of my favorites, one of the best to wear the number 9 jersey in any sport, and I would say, and that even includes soccer where there's stars like Ronaldo who've worn number 9.
Was that your number in hockey?
No. I wore 20 because I was a Luke Robitaille fan. But that's another sport completely. I like that. Jack, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, man. Nick Van Exel was terrified of Nick Van Exel. When my dad coached the University of Dayton, they played Cincinnati every season and they were well below Cincinnati when it came to talent level. And so I had my heart ripped out by Nick Van Exel multiple times.
Jack, I really appreciate this touching story about your, family history and lineage and whatnot, but we've got to get this going if you don't mind.
And it is about my lineage in many ways.
Wow. Jack, next question.
All right, Jabari. And you're not going to know what hit you after this one. Best NBA city to catch a game and go-to meal in that city. I like that he's acting like he's taken off guard by these.
You like that? I can play the role.
Great question.
I'm going to actually go with Las Vegas because I think that will be in town within the next 5 years. And you know what? Go to something trash. Now, I'm not even going to go with like some fancy
restaurant. Burger.
Something. You know what? Yes. Specifically
fat
because on the out here street. In Arizona now and we don't have fat burger.
A little fried egg on your fried burger.
100%.
You're wild, man. Miles, you gonna take it from here?
Hold on. I'm concocting something really, really scandalous. No. Okay. If you could have the handle of any basketball player for one day playing pickup, whose skills are you taking?
It's Allen Iverson. 100% Allen Iverson and nobody else. I'm crossing MJ up at the free throw line.
Wow. I was going to say, you can open it up to people who have not even played in the league. We can go, even further out. Like, if you want to hit some AO.
Hot Sauce played in the league? Wasn't Hot Sauce?
Skip to my Lou.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Actually, can I be Skip and can I transport back to, I think it was the 09 playoffs? When he hit old boy in the back of the head and made his headband spin around?
Yeah. Yes.
Just like the rapid fire round of questioning.
Yeah, exactly. And Jabari, you really should have kept that one moving. That was a decoy question just to see if I could draw you out. And guess what? You failed.
You got me.
Jack, you're next.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor. You can take one player from each conference to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking? If you could have any players handle for a day, whose handle? And this time I mean their Twitter handle. Sorry, we just didn't put a space between those.
he did Ron Burgundy. He read the whole thing.
Burgundy? If I'm creating that team, give me Wimby and give me Giannis and get the hell out of the way.
Wow. Now, what is it about those two?
We haven't even seen Wimby play. You know what I think I'm going to do for this NBA con? I'm going to be the Wimby doubter. I'm going to go in and just be like, we haven't even seen this kid play ball. I think, right. Did you see the highlights of him? Just like a real villain in the Wemby thing. You saw those highlights. Wembrick, nah, brah, to quote Brian, like this. Just go really hard.
Be so funny. You're like, this guy's selling you a monorail and you don't even need it in your town. You're really buying it?
There were those folks were in it, you know, to a much lesser degree, but there were those folks that were trying to do that about Luka midway through his rookie season and still holding on to those takes. Oh. That's a wild approach.
A wild approach. But you know what? We're the wildest.
This guy stinks.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks. Jabari, final question.
If you could have any player's handle for a day. Jack Sundowning.
Jack or Miles?
Man.
How's he going to get out of this one?
Hurry up. Hurry up.
John pays the checks.
John pays the checks.
Wow.
He even used my nickname that I don't usually let people call me.
John Sham John.
John pays the checks, O'Brien.
No, I actually said Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Even better.
Yes.
All right. I guess we'll give it up to our Lord, the giver of wages, as it rains down on us. Jabari, thank you so much for joining us on this show that you know so very well called Miles and Jack Out Mad Boosties. Where can people find you?
It was my honor and your pleasure. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky Jabari Davis NBA.
There it is.
Hey, thank you for the Blue Sky invite, by the way. I tried to join off your invite, and it was like things were so bad at Twitter that Blue Sky was not accepting any new applicants at that moment. They were like, our bad. Sorry, we got a lot going on right now.
It should work this week. So
Yeah. All right, well, make sure you give us a follow on, for me, just at Twitter for now, at Jack_O'Brien.
Yep, I'm at Miles of Gray, Gray. And again, if you're in Las Vegas and you're going to be at NBA Con, guess what? So will we. So stop by, say hi. We promise we won't be so nervous when you come up to us because we have so many fans. We're very used to it.
I'll be just like very gracious, and I won't ask you like, wait. So like, what do you like about the show? So
wait,
like,
me?
Wait,
and then you start pouring a bottle
behind me three times. When you
just start
up.
Emptying a bottle of water in front of them on the floor. Like, what's he doing? He's like, I don't know. I've never interacted with anyone before. Anyway, come find us. We'd love to see you. And we'll guess what? The next time we'll give you an update from the things we saw at NBA Con and many other things as well. Next time. All right. See you then.
Bye.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.